General Motors' bankruptcy was bad news for a lot of automaking towns, but not Youngstown, Ohio, which has had plenty of bad economic news, but not this time. GM will keep operations running at its assembly plant just west of the city in the village of Lordstown. ML Schultze of member station WKSU reports.
What saved GM's Lordstown plant can be seen from blocks away. It's a massive rendering of the Chevrolet Cruze. GM plans to roll out the new compact in April. And local UAW President David Green says the car is clearly Lordstown's future.
I believe that everything in Lordstown right now is just Cruze driven. That's, you know, really our big opportunity. You heard the president talk about fuel-efficient small cars. Well, here in Lordstown, the Youngstown area, we're going to be building fuel-efficient small cars.
But Green is tempered. His members are on a six-week layoff, and the plant now employs about 2,200 people, not the 15,000 it once did. Carol Kozier says all of Lordstown still counts on the plant, including her business supplying balloons for parties.
Without that money coming into our area, it's going to affect everybody. You know, we count on jobs to make our business work.
Rick Parshek opened up a Lordstown used car lot and repair shop 3 weeks ago. He says business is picking up because people can't afford new cars. But Parshek says Lordstown needs GM and GM needs Lordstown.
They got to keep a certain amount of jobs in America. This plant here is the best in the country. It's the best GM has. They've given till it hurts.
GM is closing one Ohio plant, part of another, and a distribution center. For NPR News, I'm ML Schultze in Kent, Ohio.